The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have in the Mishnah of Hasheches Abchor Maris Mumoy, so we have the din that if somebody shechts a Bechor without that Bechor having undergone a Bedikah by a Mumcha, Mumcha is a whole sugi over here in front of us, in Yitz Hashem. What's a mumcha? Who's a mumcha? But there is a need. Chazal established it as a basic criteria that if there's no heter mumcha, then the animals also eat. Pashas that din zedin derabbanon. Mi she'eini mumcha v'royes habechor v'nishchet al piv. The Mishnah says hareze yikover v'yishalim mi beisai, and he has to pay. That means that the Mishnah is moisiv not only the din that's negea, the kachim the gedin of bechoris that the animals also eat because it's kilu like shchut echut. Because we don't give the animal the heter of a b'chor balmum, which is nechal b'mumoy. We say that it still has a din that does not have a heter to be eaten. Not only that, but since it was shechter al piv, over here we have a din of mazik v'yishalmi beis. So this is a regular din of mazik. The question is what exactly this din of mazik is. The Mishnah doesn't explain, but there's a hemshech of the Mishnah. The next few Mishnayis go off into a tangent, which is very clear that there's a context over here of a din mechudish. Let's read the next Mishnah on Amud Beis. Donis adin zikas achayv v'chayv v'sazakai. A person sat as a dayan. He was done and he was mekalkul the psak. He messed up the psak zikas achayv. He was mezakai the one who was supposed to be chayv, and he was mechayv the one who was zakai. Or he sat as a rov, a meir tzedek. Timei sator v'tir satome. Masha also osui. The psak is a psak, and this is a discussion for itself in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kof Hey about why a psak that's wrong, since it's yotzam mipiv, somebody who's accepted as a poisik has to be followed. It's a whole shmooze, and exactly the context, the confines of that din are only by a dayan on a din Torah is by a rov. A rov by accident said that something is mutter on Shabbos. So what? That becomes mutter, becomes awesome. So we're talking about something which was a psak, which was yotzam mitachas yodoi. And the question is how far to take that. If it's a toys bitva mishnah, we're not going to get into the pratim. It's really a sugya aruka in Sanhedrin. It's dine Sanhedrin. Dine harod, dine psak. What's important for us, the dinim over here, is the takonas chachomim over here of asering. Masha also v'yishalim mi'beisoi. V'mohaya mumcha lebeznim potim l'shalim. What exactly is the context of this mechayev? What did he do? He paskined wrong. What's the maisa mazik? A mazik as a general rule, let's establish some ground rules. A mazik as a general rule is only somebody, not who causes hezik, is only somebody who does a maisa mazik biyodayim. A mazik of momen mazik, the first chelik above a kama, is not enochanami, it's not your maisa biyodayim, but if my shor is mazik, I'm responsible for the action of my shor. If I dig a bor, I'm therefore mechuyev for the hezek caused by the bor. If I light a fire and then I don't watch it, the fire travels, I'm responsible for the hezek which is done by the fire. But that's a maisa mazik. It could be a maisa mazik of the bor, the inanimate mazik that I created, but since I created a revelation, or I didn't watch it, whatever the pshat over there is, so then I am mechuyev. Or if I do the mazik myself. There's a concept called a groma. A groma means it might be my fault that it happened, and could be I even meant for the person to take a hit. The Gemara says, groma is chayv din shemayim. For instance, somebody jumps in front of somebody else, and he frightens the other person, the person swerves and crashes. Was I mazik him? Did I do a maisa mazik per se? No, but I'm definitely the one who's at fault. So the Gemara defines that as chayiv b'dinei shamayim, potter b'dinei adam. And by the way, the chayiv b'dinei shamayim is not just a lotion. Chayiv b'dinei shamayim is a question. Maybe tvisa helps. It could be that he's mechuyiv on a certain level. He's mechuyiv. Let's give that. Let's put that into context. If the pshat is that I'm be'etzem mechuyiv, it's my fault. So I'm be'etzem mechuyiv that which was caused to somebody else. So the pshat is that if somebody else could, the other fellow could retrieve his money without having to take me to Bezdin. I'm part of it in the Adam. There's no chiyuv enforceable in Bezdin. But it's my fault. I'm responsible. What would be a poshut illustration of this? What happens, let's say, Reuven causes Shimon a hezek on his car, begroma. Like we said, he swerves, he causes Shimon to swerve. Shimon crashes. Shimon claims money from insurance. Ba'ofin, where the claiming from the insurance will cause Reuven, the same grammar, will cause Reuven a hefsid moment. Reuven says, how could you be going to be hefsid? In this case, in such a case, Shimon would be allowed to. Why? Because since Reuven was goyim hefsed l'Shimon, Reuven is be'etzem chayiv b'dine shemayim. So now if Shimon is at fault for Reuven getting a hefsed back, that at fault is in place. He deserves to take the hit. So in that case, Shimon would be allowed to be tevei Reuven back. He'd be allowed to be tevei from the insurance. He can't be tevei and bezin, he doesn't own the money, al pi chayish mishpot. But since he's mechuyev b'din shemayim, he could cause Reuven a hefsid, either insurance or any other hefsid, in order to retrieve his loss. That's just a practical illustration of this idea. In any case, maise mazik is a mechayev when it's a maise mazik b'yodayim. Groma means it's my fault, but I didn't do it b'yodayim. The Gemara over here wants to know, Donis Adin, Zikas Achayv, you paskin. Maybe verbally, it's your fault. It's your fault. Yichayv Adin Yishamayim. But at best, L'choyra, L'maisi, you weren't a mazik b'yadayim. So the Gemara introduces a concept called Garmi. Garmi is something of an in-between, between Groma and between a mazik b'yadayim. Mazik b'yadayim is pretty straightforward. Take a rock, you throw it through the nearest window, break the window, that's a no-brainer, you're mukhuyiv, because you did the maisa of throwing the rock through the window. Groma is something where you didn't do any maisa at all. Garmi is where a maisa was done, but that maisa can't be naturally defined as a maisa mazik. It's a chiddush in Chazal that maisa can be defined to a certain extent if you did it on purpose as a maisa mazik. For instance, the Gemara, the classic case, the Gemara being in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Ches, asoyu shtoreisu shtol chaveru. Somebody takes Shtore Choyvois, Reuven takes Shtore Choyvois that Shimon has against Levi, Yehuda, a number of people, he burns them. What happens? Shimon now can't collect any of the Choyvois. He doesn't have any notes of debt. He doesn't have any Shtores to be able to collect from all the people that owe him money. Lamaisa, the Choyvois are still there. Shimon could theoretically, he still owed the money. He was owed the money before, he still owed the money now. It happens to be, practically, he won't be able to collect because he doesn't have a Shtar Choyvois. You did a maisa, you burnt the shtar of Shimon, you burnt the shtoris of Shimon, but the maisa is an indirect maisa because it doesn't directly cause hefsid. There's no inherent loss, financial loss, from the lack of the shtoris. There's a maisa which indirectly then causes Shimon to be a nifsat. It's called dina de garmi. There's a machlokes tanoim. We paskin man didoyin din deGarmi. It's the Tana Reb Meir that the Gemara brings by us on Chav Chesem Ebeis, and it's chayiv. The din is that you chayiv. Whether this mechiyuv is a new knas because it's bordering on a mazik, that's the opinion of the Shach in Chayish Mishma Shin Peivov, that the din of deGarmi is not more than a knas. It's the opinion of the Riva in Toisus, because Toisus grapples with what's the difference between Garmi and Groma. Is it a more direct maisa, less direct maisa, semi-direct maisa? The Gedorim are not clear. Some of the Rishonim, most notably the Ramban, has a famous Kuntres din of deGarmi, which is printed in the Chiddush Ramban and Sefer Nezikin. Over there, he at length demonstrates that there's a definable difference between Groma and Garmi. Groma is where there's no maisa at all. Garmi is where there's a maisa in context. It's a maisa in context of the Toitzah. In order to define it as a maisa mazik, you have to define it in context. Throwing a rock through a window is a maisa mazik. There's nothing there to define. Over here, you did it on purpose and it caused a direct hefset, so that defines it as a maisa mazik. Adakus. The other Rishonim also grapple with this. The hachra of the Rivon Toisus, and that's the opinion of the Shach, Barichus Laloch and Shin Bevov, is that Dina Degami is not more than a knas, it's a Din Derabonon. Where were they misakin, where were they not misakin? They were misakin on something that's more doima, more shchiach, more regular, more established as a form of being mazik chaveroi. They were not misakin where it's not the regular case, where it's less direct, and so on and so forth. That's machlokes rishonim. So the Gemara introduces that concept over here. The Gemara says, Lema tnan stomach are made, don't din gami. There's no maisa mazik. There's no regular maisa mazik. You paskin, but that psak is not a straightforward maisa mazik. Maybe it would be considered a mazik in the context of the hefsid that the other person takes. So the Gemara says that according to the manda omar, that don't din gami, So we understand the Mishnah why you're mechuyev. You don't need a ma'aseh mazik. Paskening is not a ma'aseh mazik. You didn't pick up anything. You didn't throw anything. You didn't break anything. You didn't smash anything. You didn't shoot anything. But it's a ma'aseh mazik because you caused him hefsid. Chazal misakin that over here, we'll use the lashon neshach. Chazal misakin that over here, the dying is chayv yisham. Basically, the fellow who shechted the behemoth, or he ordered the mumcha ordered the behemoth to be shechted. It's his fault. That's enough of a ma'aseh mazik to be mechuyev. The Gemara says that even according to Man Daman, the Loidon Dinigami, the one who argues with Reb Meir, will also hold it over here, and he makes a Nukim. The Mishnah is not talking about Stami Paskin; it's talking about where he picked up the Lamashal. There was a car in question. Reuven and Shimon came to Bezdin. He Paskin wronged the Dayan. The car was supposed to go to Reuven. He awarded the car to Shimon. He took the car and he gave it to Shimon. That act of removing the car from the domain of Reuven and giving it to Shimon. Well, a car is a little bit harder. What does it mean you're removing it from one place? Not. But let's say there was a gold watch. He took the gold watch off the table and he gave it to Shimon. That's a ma'aseh b'yadayim. What you did in context is you took Reuven's watch and you gave it to Shimon. It's a ma'aseh mazik. It's a ma'aseh of gneiva. It's a ma'aseh of taking it out of the reshus of Reuven. Over there you chay. Akan, l'chor, the basic, Hachro of the Gemara. Let's go a little bit deeper. Let's examine the basic premise of our Mishnah, that when the Dayan, the quasi mumcha, but he's not really an established mumcha, and therefore when the Bechor is shechted, he's at fault because the Behem is also, and he has to be Mishalami Beisoy. Let's figure out exactly what the Hezek is. You're being Mazik. The animal that's supposed to, the Bechor Balmum is supposed to go to the Kohen. Now it's also. You will mafsid him a Behema. Is that his Behema? Does he own the behemoth? Does he own the behemoth? When the animal was pronounced, when the animal was pronounced, the Balmum becomes his mamon, and it's mutter, it's like chul, it's like psul, mugdashim, okay. But what about before that? It wasn't pronounced, it's not mutter yet. It was given to the Kohen. The Kohen has a right to shechto, he has a right before it's a Balmum, he'll bring it as a korban. Is that his? Is that regular moment that's called you were masik somebody else's moment? Forget about that the maisa is only that it was caused al yodcho. Where's the shame moment that you're being mafsid? Let's put this question into context. Marit al-Ghazi has a tremendous arichus over here. He brings tais, a famous tais. It's famous because the Taisim Bava Kama deals with other issues. Taisim Bava Kama Daf Yud Gimel brings from Rav Yehudoi Goin that a Bechor, which is a Balmum, before it becomes Psuli HaMukdoshim, before it was rendered that you're allowed to eat it B'mumoy, the din is, let's say he's Mazik. The halach is, the Gemara says that a Shor of Hegdish is potter, your potter, if your shor is mazik, or shor of hegdish, is potter, shor re'eyuchsiv, they have to be two shvarim, two animals, that belong to two yidin, shor ish, v'shor re'eyu, and not shor hegdish. Says, if you do, you're going to taste, quotes him, that b'chor, which be'etzim had a din of kedusha, the din is that he's not considered shor re'eyu, if you mazik him, you have the animal which is biad ha'koyin, and your shor was mazik, he's out $100. Lamaisa, the mechayev of shor, is only on shor ish, not shor re'eyu. Frek Marit al-Ghazi, in that case, what were you mazik over? You were mazik the Kohen's moment. It's not his. It's considered that it still has a shaykhiz, it still has a hisyachsus to hegdish, it's not shor re'eyu. It's not considered the Kohen's. That's ganz clear. So the way the Marit al-Ghazi deals with it, he diverts the question. He says it's Tolei Manda Omer. There's a famous Manda Omer, we're learning Kochim now. There's a famous Manda Omer, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Kochim Kalim is Moment Bailim. Kochim Kalim, which is an animal, you bring a carbon shalom. The animal is a carbon, it's Kodesh Lashem, belongs to Hagdish, there's Milo. No, it's considered yours, and Dine Momenes and Gidre Momenes considered yours because Lamaisa, the Bosser, is yours to eat and to give out. So kochim kalim, where it's nechal lebailim, the halacha is that it's mom and bailim. As I alter Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Chacham argue. Says the Marit al-Ghazi, Rabbi Yehudoi Goin only said what he said, according to the Chacham. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, where the animal could be used by you, that's for sure that once the Kohen has that animal, he has that Bechor, that's for sure that it would be considered his, since he could use it, he could eat it, he could be nana from it. So Mamel, it's considered his. The problem is, the stipler asks over here, in
Simchov Zayin, he asks on the Marita Gazi that the Rosh and all the Sugis and Shas Paskins the Rabbonon, and he also Paskins this din of Shochas Abachor, the Mumchu Shochas Abachor. So he's Chayiv? What are you Chayiv? If you pass on the Rabbonon of Yosef Aglil, it's only anything that has din of Kochim, does not have a din of Momen HaBailim, even by the one who has a right to use it. Rabbi Yehuda Goyen says that it's Shoyish, not Shoreyu. So Stipler over here opens up a world of insight into the whole idea that we started discussing. Let's define what's called you a mazik somebody. Lamaisa. Let's say you define halachically that the animal in front of us, the Bukhor, Balmum, but it wasn't yet pronounced Mutter, Ayudeh Mumchem, because of that, the Shechita rendered it Aser, the Shechita Asers it. The animal is Nifsad Lebeisa because he can't, the animal cannot be eaten. He says, Lemaisa, it was given to the Kohen. The Kohen could either be Makavit if it's a Tomim, or the Kohen could eat it. Nechabamumoy, if it's a Balmum. Lemaisa, we mafsa the Kohen $100. So sein that the behemoth is not per se the nechosim of the kohen. The kohen doesn't own the b'chor. It's not rishor re'eyu. But lemaisa, if this animal dies, if this animal has to be buried via cover, it's also lemaisa, he's out $100. Why is that itself not a mazik? He compares that to a concept that's called mazik shibudoy shel chaver. Somebody else has a field, and that field is not mine. Let's say the field belongs to a goy. The field belongs to a goy, but the goy owed me money. He mortgaged his field to my choyv. The way I'm going to have the choyv paid back to me is by having access to the field. The field's not mine, but I have access to collect my choyv from the field. A guy comes and he floods the field. He's mazik the field. Does he owe him? He was mazik. He wasn't mazik my property. He was mazik shibud. He was mazik something that I have recourse to. Lemaisa, I'm out $100, but it's not mine. Would you be chayiv or would you not be chayiv? If you're chayiv, mazik shibudai, which is a mechayiv of dina degami, it's not, again, it's not direct hefsit. It's only that when you're mazik, you're causing our person $100. It's enough of a maisa in the context of what's going to happen. Similar to the Seirish Teresiv Shel Chaveroi. So there the halacha is that you'd be chayv over here as well. He brings also Rashi and Gittin Dafnun Gimel. They're talking about over there. A Kohen was mefagal a korban in the Beis HaMikdosh. He passed the korban with his machshava, his improper machshava, b'shas avoida. The Baal Lamaisa owes the korban chatos. He's going to have to bring another animal. So what's the mechayv? The Gemara says over there is chayv. What are you chayv? You mazik his animal, the animal belongs to Hagdish. So Karban Chatas, yeah. But he's out $100, gonna have to bring another animal. Same thing, Yimchuv Mishum Din Degami. I will ask ourselves, so why doesn't Rabbi Yehudai Goyen hold that if my animal is mazik, a gorz, an animal which belongs, which a Kohen has, that you know, potentially he's going to use it. He's going to be makrevin need it, or he's going to shechtin need it if it's a balmum. Why is that shoyish not shoyeil? Because the shoy itself definitely doesn't belong to him. So memela, the din of, let's put something else in place. The din of garmi is a din only on maise odom. A maise odom, which is not a fully defined maisa mazik, but in the context of a person being mechuyev to somebody else, it's his fault, that type of concept you can talk about legabi an odom. I did a maisa, it's my fault that he took $100 loss, the fault of the $100 will define that I did a maisa mazik. Again, is it deraisa, derabonon, we discussed, but that's the context. When a behemoth does, either it is a maisa mazik or it's not, there's no fault. There's no concept of use the consequences and put that on the behemoth's head in order to define the behemoth is doing a mazik. So, Marshall, let's say the halacha is that a behemoth which stomps on somebody else's shtoros, the halacha is that the owner of the animal is potter because the ruining the shtar is not a regular mazik. The consequences of the fact that the nizik will lose $100 defines it as a mazik. That type of game of translating 2 + 2 of the hefsid to the fall, to the Maisa Mazik, you can only do with Maisa Adam. A Maisa Behema not, that's a shmuz for itself, but that's the halacha. So, the same thing is true. Rabbi Yudoi Goyin is saying, it could be that my shor, shtoist, his shor, the shor that the Kohen would take $100 loss on, but Lamaisa, since it's not his monetarily, it's not considered Maisa Mazik. I, in context, Lamaisa is losing $100, that's not a Machayev by Momen Mazik, it's only Machayev by Odom Mazik. We'll add, in context, just because we're trying to define things, that this idea that when I do a Maisa to somebody, that will use the context of it's my fault because he's losing $100 to define my maisa as a maisa mazik is a chiddush in hilchus mazik. At the end of the day, let's say I steal shtarois of shel chaveri. Did I steal a chefetz worth $100? No. What's the nafkamina? I was mazik. I could be chayv as a mazik, but in theft there's an added din called kefil. When I steal something, it's not just that I was mafsid him $100. The chevitz is his chevitz. When I take it, I'm chayiv now kefil. When I take his shtar, am I taking something which is worth $100? No. It's the context of the loss that he, lemaisa, will have to take a hit on the $100 that defines my maisa as a maisa mazik. But kefil, you won't be chayiv. Let's point out, this is Gemara and Bava Kama brings that there's a sheet of Reb Shimon. The Tana Reb Shimon holds Dovah Goyim Lamomen Kim Momoin. The added chiddush of Reb Shimon's chiddush is that something which causes somebody a loss, ownership of that which a person will lose if he loses that, even if it's not a, even the thing itself is not worth money, the thing itself is not loss, but it'll cause loss, Dovah Goyim Lamomen is called that it's worth $100. For instance, a person has, like we said, a behemoth that he's bringing for a carbon. Lamaisa, the behemoth is not worth anything to him because it belongs to Hagdish. You can't use the behemoth. You bring it as a carbon zel. The problem is that if this animal is no good, if this animal is ruined, is blemished, you're going to have to bring another carbon. So what happens if I'm mazik somebody's carbon? So maybe I could be considered din degami. But what happens if I steal an animal from somebody? I was mazik him, but did I steal an animal worth $100? No. The animal's not worth $100 to the owner. According to Reb Shimon, it is. Because since the loss of $100 follows automatically from the loss of that chevetz, that defines it as being worth $100. Interesting is that Tzushtel, in the Rishonim, the Ketzayis brings in a few places, what happens, let's say I gave somebody to watch, a goy gave me, the poritz of the estate gave me a sword, an antique sword, from his Elter Zeder, the knight of who knows where, gave me to watch his sword. Somebody made a fire in my dining room and burnt the sword. Somebody stole the sword. Would he be considered that he took from me? What's the problem? The problem is that the Poritz, for sure is gonna come back now. He's not only gonna take the value of the sword, he's going to penalize me. That's, like all the Mises with Peritzim. He's gonna penalize me 5 times as much as the value of the sword. Is that called the sword is worth that much? L'chayra market value, it's not. Would the fact that it'll definitely cause me a major monetary loss defined as worth more, that already, whether you could tack that on to like a carbon which is worth $100, because the animals, I'm going to have to replace it with another carbon of $100, whether you can make that leap of faith and compare the two cases, is a shmuz fezik. I'm just giving one example. This is an arichus for itself, and it's discussed in many places in the poskim. But let's go a step further. Lamaisa, like we said on Amud Beis, we have the din of Zika is ha-mechayiv, v'chayiv is ha-zakai. And the Gemara says one of the cases is by Momoin, with Betime is ha-tor, where he took the sheretz and he was metame de taharis. The case of Reuven and Shimon that came into a dayin, two for a psak on a choiv, the dayin paskind that Reuven does not owe the money to Shimon. So again, the Gemara says, no, you can be mechayiv where he did a ma'isi b'yadayim. What would be the ma'isi b'yadayim? He reached over, there was a mashkin in question. Reuven, at one point, definitely owed Shimon $100. The question is whether Reuven paid the dayan paskin that he is potter, that he paid. Lemaisa, it turns out that it was a mistaken psak. Shimon was holding on to collateral, a mashkin, from Reuven, a gold watch. The dayan reached over, took the gold watch from Shimon, gave it back to Reuven, and said, Reuven, that's it, you're scot-free. You're potter, you can go. So he took away from Shimon, that's the maisa be a dayan. Did I take away from Shimon $100? The watch is not Shimon's. The watch is only biyad Shimon as leverage, as collateral, in order to be able to be mighty from Reuven $100 that he owes him. Isn't that also not more than a gerim l'momim? Why is that considered a mighty biyadayim where it's mamish, you're a mazik biyadayim? He didn't take away the $100. The same way he only verbally passed on $100. But the Gemara says if you don't dan din the gami, you won't be chayiv. L'chor, taking away the mashna, is also not going to din the gami. This is the Ktsois' question in Simcha Chofei that deals with these halachas. The Nesivis is doyech of the kasha. He makes an akimta. Nesivis says that there's two types of mashkoinis. There's a mashkin b'shas alvo, a mashkin shaloi b'shas alvo. A mashkin b'shas alvo is Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. In order to pressure Reuven to pay, Shimon took the gold watch. Just in order that it should be a milsa derami, he shouldn't forget about it, he should be pressured, he should want to the next Shabbos when he has to go out without his gold watch, he should remember that, that he owed Shimon $100. That's not more than collateral biyad Shimon to force Reuven's hand, that's not Shimon's moment. A mashkin shaloi b'shasavo is that Shimon Betzim, Shimon was collecting the choiv, instead of collecting $100 in cash, Reuven didn't have $100 cash, he took something from him. He took it as a tchilas peroyin. When he takes it, he's coined it. It's what we call in the Gemara in Kedushin Davches, the Gemara in Perchas Echzum, the Bav Metzia, Bal Choyv Koine Mashkin. Shimon Batsim collected from Reuven from the watch. Now, it happens to be that Reuven has a right to redeem his watch for $100. But Be'etzim Shimon took the watch as a prize. So then Shimon has a kinyan. So when you take the watch away from Shimon, you give it back to Reuven. That's a mazik b'yadayim. You took away Shimon's watch and you gave it to Reuven. That's in the Sivis's Tetz. So it says, Loim Motzinu. And the Sugya doesn't say that there's a chil between Mashkin B'shasavo and Mashkin Shalai B'shasavo. He does not accept. What the Ktzois says is a Dova Omuk, and I'd like to define it. The Ktzois says that normally in a mazik Shibud Shel Chaveroi, if I, let's say, flood the field that somebody has the wherewithal to collect the choiv, I'm not flooding his field. I'm flooding something that he could collect his choiv from. That's only a mazik shibud chaver. That's not considered a direct ma'aseh b'yadai. Mashenkin over here, let's remember, be'etzem the mazik, the shema mazik over here says the Ktzois, is that he was mazik b'diburoi, the Gemara says mazik b'diburoi, he paskin, the psak itself takes away the choiv. The psak ripped away Shimon's choiv. Reuven owes Shimon $100. Shimon has a schus of $100 against Reuven. When the dayan paskin incorrectly that Shimon is no longer has a right to collect Reuven. Reuven is potter. The dayan took away the money of the choiv. What's the problem? The Gemara says only that you can only be chayv in a ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's not a ma'aseh b'yadayim. It's b'diburi. What the Gemara means is that the dibur of paskining is now expressed in Maisa form by taking away the watch, by taking away the mashkin. That means like this. If you, in Banu Lodun, on the Dibur itself is not a full Maisa Mazik, it's only B'Dibura. In Banu Lodun, on taking away the watch, then the financial loss of the watch is not direct financial loss, because it's not Shimon's watch. It's only a watch that Shimon has a right to collect, to hold on to in order to collect from Reuven. It's only a mashkin. But if you put the two together, the Ktzoi says, it's called that when he paskined and he reached over and he took the watch, that he didn't only paskin in words. What he did was he cemented the psak with an action. It's not only that he paskined, but it's that he took away that choiv by doing the ma'aseh of taking away the mashkin. The tifin akuda, it's a chiddush. The Ktzoi is saying you can take two disparate elements, take the dibur of the psak and the ma'aseh of taking away the watch, combine them into one defined act of taking away Shimon's choiv that he has against Reuven b'yadayim. That's a chiddush. Nesivus doesn't hold to that. Says the Ktzois, that's called a ma'aseh mazik b'yadayim. That will be defined as a ma'aseh mazik, and over there you'll be chayav. This is the Ktzois. So again, what we've done is we've opened up some of the inyanim of ma'aseh b'yadayim, gromo, garmi, dova goyim l'momen, and we've discussed some of the criteria legali awasugya. And Mirz Hashem, the next year, we'll go right into the din of Donis Adin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.